In today's report, we are going to understand how India is now recalibrating its defense strategy. And guess who's knocking at the door again? Russia, with its advanced fighter jet Su-57. Now, this is not the first time Russia offered the Su-57. Earlier, India walked away from the joint development offer due to technology-related concerns and cost issues. But today, things are very different. As we all know, the global balance of power is shifting, and Russia's offer is more tempting than ever. This time, it is not just about selling a jet. Russia is offering deep localization to support Make in India scheme and full integration with Indian systems. HAL and other Indian private firms might even get to co-produce this Su-57. It is also being said that Russia is even open to giving source codes and tech transfer to India. If you have some idea about the source codes, that is a huge bargain. One of the problem with Rafale fighter jets is that France is not willing to give source codes to India. If you have source codes, you will be able to attach your own weapons on a stealth platform. That kind of custom modification opens the door to numerous possibilities. But then Russia is now saying, take it, customize it, make it your own. That's a big deal, because without those codes, you can't fully integrate or modify the aircraft to suit Indian needs. It is like buying a phone but not getting access to these settings. The Su-57 will come loaded with GAN-based AESA radar. AESA stands for Active Electronically Scanned Array. Imagine it like a super smart radar system that can track multiple targets at once, jam enemy radars and guide missiles all at the same time. It is fast, sharp and deadly. And GAN stands for gallium nitride. It is a special material used inside the radar that makes it smaller, cooler and way more powerful than older radars made with older materials like gallium arsenide. All modern fighter jets do have AESA radar, but then GAN-based AESA radar are next-level stuff. It is the state-of-the-art stuff. Only a few top-tier jets have them. I believe F-35 and F-22 has it. Now imagine getting source codes of this as well. Different systems on a jet like radar, engine, avionics, weapon systems, etc. each have their own separate source codes. Although it is not clear whether India will get the source codes of the radar as well, but suppose if India gets the source code access to the GAN-based AESA radar, then it's a massive win. That means we can customize the radar's behavior, integrate it better with Indian mission computers, improve or upgrade it without going back to the original maker every time, which means smoother maintenance, fewer supply chain headaches, and more interoperability of the IAF. Most countries do not share radar source codes easily, but I have a strong feeling that Russia will give that as well. But here's the real twist. India's own beyond visual range air-to-air and air-to-surface missile will arm the Su-57. That means no more waiting on foreign suppliers. The Su-57 is Russia's only fifth generation stealth fighter. Designed to avoid detection, it has stealth shaping, super cruise ability and can launch R-37M missiles with a crazy range of close to 400 kilometers. That's like hitting targets before the enemy even knows you are there. Now let's zoom out a bit and try to understand why Russia is being so generous. You see, Russia's defense industry is somewhat hurting. The war in Ukraine and Western sanctions have taken a toll. To keep its industry alive and its global influence intact, Russia needs strong partners. And India is one of the biggest defense markets in the world. And if you see, United States is also tightening defense ties with India. And they are constantly pestering India to take up F-35. So even Russia doesn't want to be left out. While America offers jets with strings attached, Russia is opening the door wide open with less conditions and more control for India. It's not just about fighter jets now, it's about loyalty, leverage and long-term influence. So here is the real question, by selling Su-57 to India, is it going to give a lifeline for Russia? Or is it a clever move to pull India back into its corner? Either way, what is more important is that India is now the most wanted ally in global defense politics. Let's see how things turn out, whether India will actually purchase the Su-57, or is this another geopolitical game where talks flies higher than the jets. Thanks for watching this video. I'll see you in the next one.